1,400 flights and counting. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's the number of cancellations today into, out of, and within the U.S. According to FlightAware, another 1,500 flights are delayed.
The dangerous winter storm on the move, canceling and delaying thousands of flights through Sunday.
Our flight was canceled. Then we rebooked to Detroit today. But that was canceled as well.
Wind chills are dropping to as low as negative 50 degrees in parts of the northern plains. Much of the south under frost or freeze advisories.
Fox's Madeline Rivera at Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey. Across much of the country, extreme cold has settled in. In the Great Lakes region, it's still snowing.
The snow totals weren't that bad, but the wind with that snow caused whiteout conditions for so many people. But for the most part, at least this is beginning to loosen up a little bit. The cold air is now firmly in place, and that's not going to change very quickly.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, on the Ohio Turnpike, a 46-car pileup in Erie County resulted in 3 deaths. The weather is blamed on 13 deaths across several states. Last-minute shoppers were sent running for their lives at the Mall of America. Police say a dispute led to a shooting yesterday at the Nordstrom store. A 19-year-old man was killed.
Suspects, we're in the process of identifying suspects, and I'm confident that we are going to catch these people and we're going to lock them up.
Police Chief Booker Hodges in Bloomington, Minnesota. Russian shells are pounding southern Ukraine. In the city of Kherson, at least 7 people were killed. Pictures show their bodies in the street, cars on fire, and windows blown out. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The COVID-19 vaccine is now an option, not a mandate for U.S. service members. The requirement was lifted in the new defense bill signed by President Biden this week. He opposes that provision but accepted Republican demands in order to pass the legislation, totaling $858 billion. More than 8,400 troops have been forced out of the military for refusing to get the shot. We've all been warned about the respiratory illnesses running rampant around the country. Reporter Danny Mastin with Fox 5 has more from Las Vegas.
Doctors have warned about the triple-demic that is hitting hard.
I think what we're seeing in Clark County is similar to what we're seeing kind of nationwide.
And adds one of the respiratory illnesses is more prominent.
Particularly this influenza season is far worse than we've seen in the last decade.
SNHD communicable disease manager Kimberly Franich explains why this is an alarming flu season.
There really isn't the mitigation in place that we've had for the past 2 years to prevent COVID. So I think that's playing into kind of the additional spread of RSV and influenza.
In November, the SNHD reported 1,800 cases of RSV, which is a 200% increase from the same time last year.
The CDC also says strep throat is on the rise among children. Sick children who won't be home for the holiday weekend were visited by President Biden and the First Lady. They stopped at Children's National Hospital yesterday, where the First Lady read a story.
So Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, everybody. Thanks for coming and listening to me read and have the president hold the book.
That's my job.
During the visit, the president also met privately with pediatric patients and their families. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.